بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The most majestic ayat in the Quran Sharif is ayat al-Kursi, wherein the attributes of Allah Ta'ala are explained in detail. Allah la ilaha illa hu al-hayyul qayyum after the end. Home that this is recited, then effects of jinnat, shaitan, all is gone. The one that recites this ayat al-Kursi, after the first namaz, then the delay for him to get to jinnat is death. And death straight to jinnat. Wants protection in his home, in his business, recite ayat al-Kursi. And the ayat wherein the mercy of Allah Ta'ala is expounded the most extent of the mercy and forgiveness, يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. At no time must you be despondent, no matter what wrong you did. But you are not allowed to become despondent, despaired of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala in one stroke will crush everything. One stroke. So His mercy is so enormous, so extensive. Who asked you to lose hope? All you need to do is correct yourself. Made a mistake. Ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. Correct yourself. But don't become disciplined. Irrespective of what crime you committed. But just ask Allah to correct yourself. Allah that is saying in one stroke of flow, fully everything. Imagine a person killed 100 people, but he's remorseful and he's asking for forgiveness. Then he is asked to leave his town. Perhaps the town is full with crime. So he asked to leave the town and move into the town of the righteous. En route he dies. So, because he had been remorseful and he tried the ultimate. He tried. He'd been remorseful and tried. Now he's about to die, or he's dead now. The malaika have come to take away the soul. Now, the malaika of the righteous says, no, he made tawba, but I need to take him. And the malaika of sin, they say he killed 100 people, no ways. How many people he must have orphaned, and how many people he must have widowed. We're going to take him. But both malaika are having a difference. Allah Pak sent his third malaika. You go and measure the place. From the point of his town to the point he passed away, and from the point he passed away till the village of the pious. Whichever is closer, send him there. In the meanwhile, Allah Ta'ala commanded the land to expand. The land from where he left to the point he died, he asked that land you expand. And the land that where he died to the Qariyatul Salihin, Allah Ta'ala asked it to contract. Now, in contracted, it's measured more and this less. But if Allah was to forgive, imagine, you know, contracting and expanding the land. That's an enormous thing, right? In our understanding, it will cost trillions, trillions of dollars to do it, right? But in one stroke it is. Just one stroke. Allah is saying, my mercy, you don't compare with yourself. There's no comparison. For Allah Ta'ala and His mercy, there's no comparison. Like the whole world committed the worst of crimes. It doesn't decrease the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. It is like as though there's one drop in the ocean. Against the ocean, any comparison. There's no comparison. So, correct yourself and ask for forgiveness. He'll forgive you. All he wants you to correct yourself. Whatever it takes to correct yourself, then correct yourself. Why must you be so stupid not even taking advantage of this? And Allah said, I forgive everything, no matter what you did. Just come to me, correct yourself, and I will sort you out. One person, I think it was Wahshi al Iran, he says to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ayatun fi kitabik tamna'uni an adkhula fi dinik. One ayat in the Quran Sharif is stopping me from Islam. And he wrote a letter to Nabi Sallam. I am Wahshi, the one that assassinated Hazrat Hamza al-Diyan in a most gruesome manner, right? Nabi Sallam himself was affected, very badly affected. Now I am that Wahshi and I want to come to Islam. But there's the verse in the Quran that says, is stopping me. The verse that is stopping me is, وَمَنْ يَكْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Who kills a Muslim intentionally, then he's doomed to hell forever. But this ayat is stopping me. The Nabi Sallallahu is concerned, one of his ummah is remorseful for the wrong he's committed. He wants to enter the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Is there a way for him? To look at the extent of the mercy, Allah Ta'ala sent another ayat. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. The ayat that he sent down, all the wrong, it's in its place. Murder, shirk, kufr, all is in its place. But you sincerely ask for their forgiveness, and there for you. And not only there, but I will replace your wrong with right. أُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. You're wrong, I will replace it with good works. Imagine you brought all junk, right? Such junk you brought, it will cost me to go and dump the thing. That's what you brought. No value, absolutely, it's junk. It's a burden. But you're remorseful and you're rectifying the wrong. The wrong, whatever you did, you try to rectify it. Rectifying happens in three ways. You missed out on namaz. You started on the qaza. Started off, even though it was just one qaza in the day. After Fajr, one qaza, or before Fajr, before Zuhar, one qaza, Asr. So after or before every namaz, one qaza you do. Even you're doing it slowly, but do a shahid. Mishra roza, you can't keep all the roza all once, at once. Then one, two rozas in the week. And do something, start it off. So Allah Baba will look at you favorably, that you try to correct yourself. Where you were washing wrong, now you left it out. Now you're attempting to look at right. Because the child that looks at his parents with love and respect, you're looking at the parents with love and respect, then for every sight is one maqbool hajj. Now it's difficult to make hajj, isn't it? But for the person now that's looking onto the face of his parents with love and respect, then one hajj you give him. Before hajj, what a difficult thing now, quarantine and inoculations and what other things, then you restrict with your time and all, everything. And here Allah gives you, like, do this. Be obedient to your parents and look at them with love and respect. What a great thing. It's a difficult thing. So Allah wants to give. He wants to give. He's asking, is any taker? I'm going to give. My treasure are all open. Ramzan is open all the more. Are there any takers? In fact, as though in Ramadan, as though he's forcing you to take, that you, Ramadan comes and you're not forgiven, watch out. As though, isn't it? Ramadan comes and you're not forgiven, watch out. That's why you go inside now, come. We haven't understood the extent of the mercy. That's why we're not taking advantage. We only know the extent of the mercy. See, imagine, he's shouting the person that's not running. Not coming to mercy, Allah is shouting. More than what a mother would do. So rectify yourself. Whatever wrong, Allah says, don't ever become despondent, come to my mercy. Try. No matter what has happened. So the tawbah, one is ask for forgiveness. The second is you correct yourself. And third is leave the place or the person that will entice you to wrong. There will be a place that will entice you. There will be a person that will entice you. It'll be a gadget that will entice you. So sometimes it's a gadget, sometimes it's a person, sometimes it's a place. So the place, the person, or the gadget that will entice you, leave the thing. You see, after all, you're bargaining for your jannat. You're going to sleep in your pit, in your grave, and you're bargaining for your jannat. So nothing has come between you and your jannat. Right. So Wahshi radiallahu anhu received the answer from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As long as you try to rectify yourself and you are remorseful, Allah will replace. So he read the answer of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and it read, "Illa man taba wa amana wa amila amalan salihan." Amila amalan salihan, that's maf'ul mutlaq. Right? And maf'ul mutlaq comes from taqid. So he wrote it again. He says, "Ya Rasulullah." Yeah, it says, "Amila amalan salihan." He did something great now. Now, I don't know if I live to do something great. On one side, imagine the wrong that he's done. He's asking also for the maximum. He's not sparing, he's asking for maximum. So Rasulullah was once again concerned now, what to do with Ummati. So another ayah comes, man, for him now, three ayahs are coming from the heavens. When the verse came, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرِكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Besides shirk, polytheism, Allah Ta'ala forgives everything. Everything. For whomever He pleases, besides shirk, everything He forgives. So this Rashi writes again. He says, "No, I don't know if Allah Ta'ala wishes forgiveness for me. Because this verse says, وَيَغْفِرُ مَعْدُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشْرَى, only for those that I wish." But Rasulullah is concerned again for this ummati. On the one side, look at the burden it's covered to. But when it is remorseful, what gates opened up for him? How much Allah will open up? What favors Allah is sending for him? Just imagine. Then the verse came, "Ya ibadiyal ladin asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah." Don't ever be despondent. Because if I forgive, I forgive all. One stroke, I cancel all your sins. One stroke. So now I must enter into Islam. So in spite of all the wrong he did, now, we see, alright, you did the wrong, right? Try to correct it. Do something in its place. Now that he accepted Islam, so someone is taunting him now. Qatilu Hamza. You the killer, you the murderer of Hamza. So that affected him. Hey, I got the stigma against my name now, that I am the murderer of Hamza. So how must I clear this? How must I clear my name? Except Islam now, he's waiting for an occasion that he can kill a big kafir. Like he assassinated a great Muslim, so he must kill a big kafir also. So he's waiting for his chance, and he saw Al-Yababa in the war against Musaylama al-Kazzab. The same strategy that he tried here with Hamza, he tried against Musaylama. So he hid somewhere behind a rock or somewhere, and he saw Musaylama. And he took a poisonous arrow, hiding behind the rock, and he saw it, he turned, and he aimed for Musaylama, got him, spotted it, cross. So someone now then had to taunt him, "Anta qatilu Hamza," then he will say, "Wa qatilu Musaylama, tilka bi tilka." If I assassinated him, a great Muslim, then a great kafir also. This thing squares up that thing. It's equal. Now you can't taunt me. Okay. So for your grave, you have to do something. For your akhirah, you have to do something. You can't depend on anybody to arrange for your grave. No grave, you have to do it yourself. But Allah is saying, on my side, I'm opening all my gates, all my gates to Muslim, I'm opening up. Irrespective of who you are, what's wrong with you done, where you are, but I'm opening all the gates. And Ramzan said, all the more. Then Allah says, even the doors of Jahannam, I'm locking it up. Till the end of Ramadan, it's a special. Yeah, they have Black Friday special, right? The Black Friday special is such a stupid thing. All the things are sold out. Online, offline, everything is sold out. You must have heard of it, right? Everything is sold out. And other person, my doors open, they open up well. And they open up permanently. One person is advising, you know, keep trying, and Allah will open the door. So one slave woman, she corrected him. She said, when was Allah's door of mercy ever closed? It was always open. It's just a problem, you're not trying. Try, be responsible, correct yourself, and Allah will open all the gates. So, the ayat that teaches us the greatest mercy of Allah Ta'ala is this. And the ayat of the Quran Sharif is most profound in showing that we should assign our affairs to Allah Ta'ala. Most profound. Assign all our affairs to Him. Entrust it to Him. And leave it to Allah Ta'ala. You have taken your necessary steps, whatever steps you had to take, you took those steps. Now from this point, leave it to Allah Ta'ala. Not to take the necessary steps, that's stupidity. Right? The world's design is that you take the necessary steps. Now you didn't take any step and you want things to happen. Did you ever hear a farmer? He didn't prepare the field, he didn't sow the seed, nothing, absolutely nothing. And having a hope that I'll get a bumper crop this year. Did you ever hear? You don't hear that. Did you ever hear a person who's sitting in the extreme cold and says, Allah will keep me warm? Take whatever necessary precautionary things you need to take and then hope in Allah Ta'ala. So the verse that speaks about, and it's most profound about, assigning your affairs to Allah Ta'ala is this ayat. مَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. All he wants is take care of yourself. Don't do wrong. That's the first thing. مَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ, don't do wrong. Take care of yourself and trust in you. All he asks for is, and I will look for you. What I want, you take care of yourself, you don't do wrong, and you assign your affairs to me, and trust your affairs to me. I'll do the rest. All I need to do, I need you to do is, you take care of yourself. Your eyes, your tongue, your ears, your namaz, your roza, take care. I will look after you, and you assign all your matters to me, I'll look after you. Sometimes I think there's so many reasons for us to trust Allah Ta'ala's mercy and His grace. Especially people living on a seaside town, in a seaside village, right? How much they must be digging in Lata? How much they must trust in Lata? Look at the sea, right? Is there any factory? Any farm? Any shop? Any school? Any college? Any doctor? Any profession? Any grocery shop? Nothing, absolutely nothing. Yet, there's millions of creation of Allah that are living there. Billions living there. And mankind, every day, is hauling out hundreds of tons. Internationally, thousands of tons is hauling out. Right? But, that thing is not finishing up. How much is pulling out? But I say, is there any factory, any shop, any farm, any doctor, any profession, any shop, nothing? Where is getting the roses from? And you depend on that. We depend on these people. Where is they are nothing? So where are they going? وَكَأَيِّمْ دَابَّةٍ لَا تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَهَا. Many a creation, so many creations, they don't go about carrying the rosy. Allahu يَرْزُقُهَا وَإِيَّاكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala feeds them and feeds you. Can't you look at him? So like he's taking care of those millions and billions and trillions, he'll take care of you also. So can't you trust Allah Ta'ala? Can't you entrust the things to Allah Ta'ala? When he's taken care of all this, he'll take care of you as well. So he's promising you two things. One is Allahu bakhraja. Any problem you got, I'll create an exit. You come to this planet, you'll have a problem. Some problem or the other. Nobody can say that he's problem free. Someone got bigger problem, someone got lesser problem. But problem everybody has. But what Allah is saying, I will create an exit for you. And rosy solutions, rosy solutions, leave it to me. Just take care of me. Think of me. Leave it to me. You take care of me and you leave it to me. I will find for you rosy solutions. Rosy solution. Right? I'll find the solution for you. So can't you trust Allah? Right? You trust your shop. My business will do so much. You got an investment, you trust it. Don't you trust it? Right? So you don't trust Allah. Right? And it's your shop you trust. That thing can't do anything. It's your investment you trust. So don't you trust Allah. Right? So leave it to Allah. Right? He'll take care. All he wants is take care of me, and then just leave the affairs to me, I will sort it out. That's all he wants. Allahu yarzuquha wa iyyakum. He takes care of all the millions of creation, so he'll take care of you. But what is required of you is just do these two things. Take care of me, don't forget me. Think of me, don't forget me, and see to it that you assign your affairs to me, trust me. You take care of me and you entrust your affairs to me, assign your affairs to me, I will see you. يَرْزُقُّ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Provide for you from the quarters that you never expect. See? So, this is the ayat, مَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُّ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. That tells us about the extent of the mercy of Allah, so much. One is forgiveness, one is the mercy. So leave it to me, and you see to it that you assign your effect to me, and I will do the rest of it. مَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مُخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ, you trust in him, then he is sufficient. When a person is getting stormed from all sides, you know, fears and worries and all that, One great ayat that I found in the Quran Sharif is Allah Pak is complaining to you, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافِينَ عَبْدًا. I'm not enough for them. Am I not enough for you? I'm running here, there, everywhere else. But am I not enough? Like a woman has got a husband, right? Husband is generous, he throws money at her. If he wants something, he gives it. Car, allowance, pocket money, he gives it. And after the husband being so kind, she asks for help elsewhere. Is the husband happy? Huh? I'm doing so much for you. Everything is provided. Why do you extend your hands to someone else? So how can Allah be happy when you don't trust Him? He's doing everything. You can see from the time that you came on earth, right? Till now, you never go without a roof. You never go without a meal. So you don't trust Him. Right? So all He wants is just do two things. One is take care, don't do anything wrong. And after that, just assign your affairs to Him. He will take care of you. Isn't that a rosy solution? Right? Allah yarzuquha wa iyyakum. So one is the ayat that is most majestic. Then the ayat that is showing the extent of the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. And number three is the ayat that is showing the extent of the mercy, that you just assign your affairs to Him and you see what happens. See, we heard the story of today or yesterday, we heard the story. But the Muslim is traveling and a Christian accompanies him. Muslim is traveling, but Christian is. So this Christian is a hermit and the Muslim is an Allahwala. He's a buzru. He's a hermit, right? Now they're traveling, and they're traveling for 7 days, no food. So the Christian is telling the Muslim, let's see now what you can do. And what your Allah Ta'ala can do. So anyway, the Muslim made dua. He made dua and the tree of food at a good level. For that zamana, a very, very high standard of food was. Came from the unseen and he ate. Both ate. Now another 7 days pass. Now the Muslim is worried now that the Christian is going to do the same thing again. So before he can say anything, so the Muslim tells him, alright, now it's your chance, you see you. What you going to do? Because it's my chance, after 7 days I made some dua and the food came. Now it's your chance, let's see what you can do. So the Christian, he leaned against his staff and he said something. And now, twice the amount of what came. What was sent for the Muslim, now twice the amount. Now the buzrug, he refused to eat. So the Christian is telling him, eat the food, and I've got two good news for you. I've got two good news for you. But eat the food. The first good news is, I made dua to Allah Ta'ala. I made dua to Allah Ta'ala through your best blessings. Allah Ta'ala, in virtue of your blessings, Allah feed us. And if this Muslim has some position in your sight, Allah bless us. This is why I made. And Allah sent twice that amount. So that means you have a position in Allah Ta'ala's sight, Allah Ta'ala sends twice the amount. So that's the first good news. And the second good news is, see, I've confirmed now that Muslims only have a position and recognition. With Allah Ta'ala, it's only a Muslim that has a recognition and he has a position in the hereafter. Here Allah Ta'ala fits all. But there, it's only a Muslim. So now, therefore I say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. So, in all our affairs, leave it to Allah Ta'ala. You did the necessary, now leave it to Allah. Don't think how it's going to happen, what's going to happen. Like Shaykh Salli, whatever was required, you did that much, now leave it to Allah. The thought will come again. So, just read that ayat in your mind, or allow it. Alisa Allahu bi kafin abda. Allah is complaining to me, am I not enough? Father is doing everything for the son. Now he's going to beg at other people's doors. How the father will feel? I'm doing everything for you, but why are you going to? Why are you disgracing me? Why are you embarrassing? As though you don't have a father. That's how you're carrying on. So won't the father feel embarrassed? So alaysa Allahu bi kafin abda.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina maulana Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina maulana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluhu wa lakal shukru kulluhu. سبحانك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. جزا الله عنا نبينا سيدنا ومولانا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت. أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت. أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي، فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. يا إله العالمين، يا الله، forgive our sins. يا الله، forgive all our sins. يا الله، والله head to toe we are soaking in guna and sins. يا الله، والله we beg you in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. يا الله، in this beautiful month that you have blessed us with, O Allah, please forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Give us the tawfiq to leave our gunas forever, Ya Allah. Keep us in your itaat and your obedience, Ya Al-Alameen. Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, whatever wrongs we have done, Ya Allah, in our lives, Allah, please forgive us, Ya Allah. Allah, have mercy on us, Ya Allah. Allah, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Allah, when you're forgiving all your bandas and servants, Ya Allah, we beg you to please forgive us, forgive our sins, Ya Al-Alameen. Allah, we thank you for all your favors and your ni'mas that you have bestowed upon us, Ya Allah. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya wa an a'mala salihan tardah wa adkhilni bi rahmatika fi ibadika as-salihin. Allah, we have enjoyed so many of your ni'mas and favors, Ya Allah, that we have failed to make shukr to you, Allah. Allah, our biggest crime is, Ya Allah, we're not making shukr to you, Ya Allah. Forgive us for this, Ya Allah. Allah, forgive us for this, Ya Allah. Allah, make us from the shakirin, Ya Allah. Make us from the shakirin. Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Allah, protect us from the fire of Jahannam. Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam, Allah. Allah, bless us with Jannatul Firdaus. Allah, any Muslim in any part of the world who is in difficulty and hardship, Ya Allah, Allah, remove their difficulties and hardships, Ya Allah. Allah, there are many people who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah. Many people who are affected with this virus, Ya Allah. Allah, grant shifa to one and all, Ya Allah. Allah, let us understand, Ya Allah, it is our guna of bi hayai that we brought this upon ourselves, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with haya again, Ya Allah. Bless us with the beautiful jewel of haya, Ya Allah. Allah, give us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to at least start with our dressing, Ya Allah. That we dress decently, long flowing garments, Ya Allah. Allah, save us from bay haya in any way, Ya Allah. Allah, like fools, Ya Allah, we going around closing masjids, Ya Allah, and splitting the safs, Ya Allah. Bringing the tarawih to 10 rakats, Ya Allah. Allah, so many gunas we are committing, Allah. Forgive us for this, Ya Allah. Let us bring haya back into our lives, Ya Allah. Let us bring itahat back into our lives, Allah. Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, on behalf of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to forgive us and have mercy on us. Allahumma aghfir ummat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma aslih ummat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma tajawaz an ummat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, open up the harameen sharifeen once again, Ya Allah. Allah, the days of hajj are going to be coming, Ya Allah. Allah, this great pillar of Islam, Ya Allah, let it not collapse, Ya Allah. Allah, please, Ya Allah, keep this pillar of hajj alive for the ummah again, Ya Allah, that we can come back to the Baytullah and we can come back for ziyarah to Medina Munawwara, Ya Allah. Allah, please accept us, Ya Allah, to come again to Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'uzu bika min sharri ma sta'adha minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anta al-musta'an wa alika al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.